Well, it's been a few weeks with wheat prices keep tumbling down. So, Kim, have they found a bottom?
Well, let's go back to that chart we've been looking at the last couple weeks and concentrate on since harvest started. Prices were around $11. They went down to $7.98 in northern Oklahoma. They're back up to around $5.30. But you look back over the last couple weeks at both the futures prices and the cash prices, I think they've found a bottom, at least temporarily. I can't see them going much lower. You look at that Kansas City December contract. Since mid-June, we've seen that contract go from $8.50 to $9.50, trading that area. You look at the basis, a minus a dollar down in southern Oklahoma, minus 70 cents. Old Weatherford, around that area, and 40 to 50 cents under as you get into northern Oklahoma. So both the futures and the cash looks like they found a bottom.
So last week the news was Russia driving a lot of this, but what's the news this week?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about the dollar, and the dollar's impacted over the last several months. You look at, go back to February, it's around 97% on that dollar index. At March up to 104, July up to 108. The average, if you go back over 10, 15 years, is around 80 to 85, something like that. So that dollar is extremely high. You had Egypt in the market this week. They tendered. They tentatively bought U.S. wheat, and then they canceled that purchase. You got a lot of talk about the European Union wheat production. They keep lowering that just a little bit. And then you've always got that Russian-Ukraine fiasco. I think the market right now is betting that Russia and Ukraine will come to some agreement with the United States and the other countries about sanctions, and we'll get that wheat out on the market.
So what do you think is going to happen with wheat prices?
Well, you look at what the USDA is predicting for an average annual price, $10.50. Now I'd say the U.S. average price is, maybe around $9 at the best. You look at what's been going on in the last week, I said that the prices would be between $9 and $10 as we got out in the year. This week, I'm not so sure of that. The Russian-Ukraine situation, it looks like they're coming to an agreement there. I think the market's betting on that, and I think that's why prices are low. And if we come to that agreement, that's going to put a lot of wheat out on the market. So I'd say if you look at what's going on in the market, I do think we have a bottom, but I don't think, anyway, we're going to get to that 10.50, and we maybe not get to the 9, but that's probably where I think it's going.
Now, quickly, before we let you go, what about corn and beans?
Well, if you look at corn, same thing's been happening. Corn, beans, and cotton, it's been going down. You go back to mid-June, corn was $7 on the futures, down to $5.90, up just a little bit. That basis has been a steady minus 25 cents. Soybeans, $15.60 to $13.40, $2.20 down, minus 75 basis. Cotton, $120 down to $90, took $30 off that cotton price. So prices have been coming down. I think it's all this news, what's going on in Russia and Ukraine, and then that high value of the dollar.
All righty, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.